This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament today took up discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur, while participating in the discussion, lauded the initiatives taken by the government in the last 10 years for the welfare of people and speeding up the economy. Earlier when the House met, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. He said a message should be disseminated to the country from the Parliament that they want to give a message to students that the NEET issue is important for the Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Parliament proceedings are carried out based on some rules and traditions. He urged the opposition that any discussion should be done only after the motion of thanks on the President's address. Later, opposition members staged a walkout from the House over the NEET issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members. Later, the House took up discussion on the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said the address should have been a vision statement and how the challenges were to be addressed, but lacked such points and directions. The opposition INDIA bloc has staged a protest outside the parliament today, alleging the misuse of government agencies ED and CBI. Leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders of the opposition parties joined the protest. They are also demanding the release of the jailed AAP ministers. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam 2023 come into force from today. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories, and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. Discussions and in-depth analysis have been covered through news bulletins, programs and discussions and social media platforms of Doordarshan and Akashvani. Public awareness flyers, interaction programs, informational websites, ministerial level webinars have also been held. Additionally, mandatory inclusion of course modules in school and higher education institutes are also some of the steps taken. With the commencement of these three criminal laws, a program will be organized by the officer in charge of each police station in all the states and union territories, highlighting the salient features of the new criminal laws. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi today laid wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi and paid tribute to the brave jawans who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty. Talking to media, General Dwivedi said that it is a moment of great pride and honour for him to have received the opportunity to lead the Indian Army. He called for the modernization of the army and said that the army will encourage indigenous initiatives, systems and equipment for Atmanirbharta. General Dwivedi also assured the citizens that the Indian Army is ready and capable to face all the challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the demise of veteran Sri Lankan politician and Tamil National Alliance leader R. Sampanthan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he will always cherish the fond memories of the meetings with him. He said R. Sampanthan relentlessly pursued a life of peace, security, equality, justice and dignity for the Tamil nationals of Sri Lanka. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today declared the revised result of 1,563 candidates after the NEET UG retest. The NTA has also revised the rank of all candidates after the new results. The NTA said in a release that revised scorecards of all candidates are available on the website. It added that 813 candidates appeared for the retest out of the 1,563 candidates eligible. Candidates can log into the website and access their respective revised scorecards at the website examsnta.ac.in/NEET. In women's cricket, the one-off test match between India and